on your HBY. Good morning. It is a Friday edition of AM Fox Valley and also Veterans Day. So once again, a great salute time to all the veterans. Thank you for what you do. And I think we may hear an echo here in a second because Tiffany Holtz of Coldwell Bankers with us on Veterans Day. Hi, Tiffany. How are you?
Good morning and happy Veterans Day to everyone out there. Thank you for serving us, serving our country and for our freedom.
It is so good to see you once again because I think you're going to be a hot topic today.
I think so.
Wow. Let's talk about the market in itself. Yesterday was an explosion and it also moved mortgage rates down. What happened?
Yeah, we saw a big dip in mortgage rates yesterday. I have lenders all over the Fox Cities and Green Bay sending me mortgage sheets every single week, and I started opening them all up, and I'm like, whoa. Like, they just, it was incredible. So I think to anybody that's out there shopping for a home, talk to your lender today because you may be pleasantly surprised if you were pre-approved a week or two ago what that rate looks like today.
Can I mention one other thing, too? I saw a Mortgage Bankers Association came out with an estimate. They feel we're going to be back in the fives by the end of next year. So that's another positive, right?
That is a positive, right? Because one of the big things right now is that the interest rate going up has, of course, sidelined some buyers out of the market. It's increased that monthly payment to something that they're not comfortable with. And so any tick down in that interest rate helps, you know, the environment of bringing buyers back out into the market.
And they'll feel better because it looks like maybe inflation is peaking and some of the things that are pocketbook issues to them will start to make them go, you know what, I think I can sell now. I think I can get in the market now.
That's true. And, you know, I just had a conversation with a young man yesterday.
Good.
And he's renting and he was concerned about interest rates. And I said to him, Brian, what are you paying in interest right now as a renter? And he goes, what do you mean? And I said, you're paying 100%.
Yes, you are.
100% of everything every month is going to rent. Mm. It is 100% interest. So another way to look at it is, as we've seen the market soften a little bit, I've often had to have a conversation with people is just saying, you know, with some buyers sidelined right now, waiting, right? That's the big word I'm hearing is we're waiting, is it's brought that demand down a little bit where buyers are able to go into the market and not have to write an offer for $40,000, $50,000, $60,000 over.
Big time.
So do you want to pay a little bit more interest right now to not have to pay $50,000, $60,000 over for your home? Because at the end of the day, where you always make your money is when you buy, not sell.
Right. And racing to a home because there's 16 other people lined up to get into that home to take a look, right?
That is exactly right. Now, there are some categories where that's still happening.
Oh, yeah?
There are some categories where you're going to see showing stacked on a house. Yesterday, I just watched a little house come on the market, $85,000. It was sold before the end of the day.
Whoa.
You know, and I was talking with you earlier, we've had 14 sales just on our team in the last 30 days that are over $500,000.
So it's not all low end, it's upper.
It's the upper end too. So this is where I wanted to really stress to the listeners today is that everything you're hearing in the media, come to me, talk to me, and let's digest it. Because that's national news, and we got to see what's happening locally.
Mm-hmm.
Just to give you an example, there's 333 active listings on the market in Outagamie County.
Okay.
Just Outagamie County.
Okay.
Out of those 333 homes, Dave, only 133 are really available without accepted offers.
That's it?
That's it.
133. See, 133 homes. That's it.
That's it. There's 130 homes available in Outagamie County from zero to 4 million. So that really shows that our inventory remains low.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're considering selling your home, what a prime time.
Get into
the market. Like, put the foot in the water. Let's go.
Okay. So what are people asking? You mentioned the renter. What are some of the other questions that homeowners are asking Tiffany Holtz right now?
One of the big questions we have from home sellers is, will my house actually sell?
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
That's a big question. And what I can tell you is with the limited amount of inventory that is on the market, your house is going to sell in today's market. It is going to sell. What you do need to be aware of is that you need to be prepared for sale. 12 months ago, you could put your house on the market, and if the shingles weren't in the greatest condition and the living room needed to be painted and the carpet was dirty,
Don't worry about it.
No big deal. Throw it on the market and somebody will take that on. Today, not so much.
Yeah.
Today, if we're going to put your house on the market and we want to get you top dollar, we have to make sure things are in order.
Got it.
So potentially having a home inspection up front to make sure that we don't have any defects that we need to worry about that are, you know, you didn't discover on your own, taking care of some of those laundry list items. So we are definitely prepared for the market and we're showing your home in primo condition.
Beautiful. Tiffany Holtz joining us from Coldwell Banker, and you brought up two things right there. Home inspections are back in vogue again, aren't they?
Oh, yeah. The home inspectors are happy. They were sidelined for a long time, and unfortunately, it took some people out of business.
Sure.
And that really breaks my heart, but they're starting to come back.
Good,
And I'm glad to see this. You know, when I can see these, you know, young kids coming into the market and buying houses, and they can have a home inspection, and they know what they're buying, mm-hmm. that makes me a lot happier.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Second question, staging. Because I know you and your team do a great job of that. How do you decide this house needs to be staged? Because some people may say, oh, I think I kind of like my furniture the way it looks. But you know better, right?
Right. So what we do is we bring in our professional stager. Mm-hmm. And if you're living in your home, she helps guide you on what to keep and what to get rid of. If there is a piece of furniture that has just seen its day, we may ask you to remove that.
Good.
Just to help incentivize and make the house look better. Mm-hmm. And then we'll bring a piece of furniture in to replace it. If your home is vacant, we have a 40 by 80 warehouse full of furniture, home decor. It's like walking into Home Goods.
Tiffany's furniture gallery.
Right. And we load it all up. We bring it to the house. We put it all in place. We stage the home. And that's part of our service. That's not an additional charge. Mm-hmm. So I think that's really important for people to know is that we care.
Yeah.
We care a lot. We want to make sure that your home is shown at its best and that we get you top dollar.
And I've seen some of the work you've done just with photos and videos, too. That is so spectacular to really show the property what it really looks like.
Yeah. Our videographer, she's amazing, and she really captures all of the essence of every home.
Good.
Just every house has a story to tell.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to make sure that we tell the best story about that home when we put it on the market.
What would you give now as best advice? Let's just go right there. To homeowners that are thinking of getting in and they've been kind of hesitant and they're looking at the numbers. And now, what's your best advice?
If you have said the words, we're waiting to see what's going to happen with the market, don't wait.
Oof.
That's my best advice. You need to call us today. We do an upfront consultation with you that's free of charge. Will set you up for success.
Beauty.
Because waiting is usually 6 to 12 months. And don't you want to see what's happening in the market today? Because if all the people that waited put their home on the market in March, you have a lot more competition,
Woo!
Right? So let's talk today. That's my number one piece of advice. Number two, get your home prepared for sale.
Got it.
Don't just throw it on the market. Let's make sure we do it right.
Okay.
All right? And to home buyers, my tip is get with your realtor.
Okay.
Watch that market. See what's coming up for sale. This is a great time if you can find that perfect home.
Okay.
I know the rates are a little bit higher. You can look at adjustable rate mortgages for the time being. That drops that payment down a little lower.
Mm-hmm.
You can ask the seller to buy down your interest rate a little bit. There's options out there. You just got to work with a leader that knows how to get that job done.
We've talked about so many great things here, but they may want to directly talk to you. How do they do that?
Yeah. Call me anytime, right? This is my life, Dave. This is what I do. All right. So you get a hold of us anytime by calling or texting our office at 920-574-4422.
And?
Or just go right to our website at tiffanyholtz.com. There's a little button there. If you want to know what the value of your home is in today's market, you can just type your address in and it'll tell you exactly what your home is worth.
And remember, life happens.
Yeah.
Things are happening all the time. People have to move. People have to sell. They have to buy. Talk to Tiffany now. One more time on the phone number, Tiffany.
920-574-4422.
Beautiful. Great to talk to you. We'll see you next month.
Awesome. Thanks for having me.
Tiffany Holtz joining us on HBY.